USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A British oil tanker was seized in the Strait of Hormuz by Iranian forces while another was temporarily stopped and sent on its way. Here's the words of British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt.
Stena Impero was seized in Omani waters. This is totally and utterly unacceptable. It raises very serious questions about the security of British shipping and indeed international shipping.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims that they seized the tanker for violating international regulations. The crew of 23 are to remain on board while an investigation is carried out. Trading starts in the morning on a Chinese stock market for high-tech companies that play a key role in official development plans that are straining the relationship with Washington. The market, modeled on the U.S.-based NASDAQ, reflects the ruling Communist Party desire to channel private capital into its own development plan. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A business dispute took CBS off the air for millions of satellite television customers of DirecTV, AT&T, and U-verse. CBS was black on satellite systems owned by AT&T in New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and at least 11 other large cities across the United States. Both the television network and AT&T hurled accusations at each other for failures to agree on what CBS has paid for its programming. CBS said while it didn't want its customers caught in the middle, it's determined to fight for fair value. The network warned that the loss of CBS programming could last for a very long time. Other cities affected are Philly, San Francisco, Boston, Detroit, Minneapolis, Miami, Denver, Sacramento, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. If there was any doubt that the 2019 box office belonged to Walt Disney, this weekend put an end to it. Not only did its remake of The Lion King devour opening weekend records for the month of July, but Avengers Endgame also crept past Avatar to become the highest-grossing film of all time. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Two top Trump administration officials are abroad talking trade. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with his Mexican counterpart for trade talks in Mexico City, discussing trade and immigration, as in June, the Trump administration tied trade and immigration together with a threat of stiff import duties on Mexican goods beginning July 22nd if the neighbor to the south does not act to stem the flow of illegal immigrants to the U.S.-Mexican border. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton's in Tokyo discussing trade issues between Japan and South Korea. A trade dispute between those two U.S. allies has been threatening the global supply of smartphones and memory chips. I'm Chris Barnes.
It's been 50 years since man first walked on the moon. At Cape Canaveral, Florida yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence said the history of Apollo 11 will long be remembered.
Apollo 11 is the only event in the 20th century that stands a chance of being widely remembered in the 30th century. 1,000 years from now, July 20th, 1969, will likely be a date that will live in the minds and imaginations of men and women, as long as there are men and women to remember.
Miss Michigan Kathy Zhu has been stripped of her title after several insensitive and racist tweets surfaced. The 20-year-old received an email Friday from the pageant removing her from her position. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.